I'd like to welcome everybody to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this gorgeous Thursday, October 10th, 2024.
All right, Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia, oh, sorry, Director Torres?
Present.
Director Garcia?
She's present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay. All right, we're moving on to the Pledge of Allegiance. Will you please join me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll always remember Deborah Mason's mom. Do you remember her? And she was so sweet. We would do the Pledge of Allegiance, and then afterwards she'd say, I think she'd say something like, God bless America. Just loved her spirit. Okay, moving on to approval of the agenda.
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Director.
Okay. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Okay, let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar.
Can we do that?
The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any items that need to be pulled and questioned?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I just think maybe we should wait for Ava. She's coming just for maybe there's something she'd want to pull on that.
Okay.
Let's just wait a little
bit. There
we go. Hello, ma'am.
We're on consent calendar.
We wanted to know if there was anything that you wanted to pull and question on the consent calendar.
No, good.
Okay, do I have a motion then?
I move we adopt the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director.
I'll second.
Thank you, Director.
Okay, Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
There are new presentations. Moving on to the General Manager Report. Good evening.
Good evening, Madam Chair and Board. Happy fall and this beautiful night we're still having.
Yeah. Yes.
First of all, there's two new tables that have been installed in Lindbergh Park.
Yes.
And we have moved the wood one. The Ballards are now in, the brand new Ballards. The drinking faucet that was leaking, we did repair that. We did it on site. We did have the company come out and let them know that we did have the leak, so we have it in the future. We're still under the warranty. We have a deteriorating light pole that's right by the park there, the park bench. The bottom of it is very deteriorated, so we did order a new pole. Mm. It should be here in a month, and we will have that replaced.
Wow.
There was a report of some concern from inspectors, so we're taking care of that.
I don't think we've ever had to deal with those.
So yeah, no, it's very deteriorated.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous. Wanted to kind of update you on phase two of the Ambrose Park. I've been consulting with the Pittsburgh engineers, and we have acquired a list of quality certified design consultants. Otherwise, we have to do an RFQ to find quality. We receive one from them, so we can RFP them on the final phase design. On phase two design, we need designs, irrigation, electrical, before we can move forward on any type of construction costs. As I mentioned before, some of the bids that we got were $100,000 just to get the design.
This is in regards to the upper field?
Yes, the phase two. Mm-hmm. So I will send an RFP and bring in the November meeting the findings of that on the design side of it. The new supplemental PSA has been signed by all parties, and Alliance Strategic Development is moving forward to progress with the close of escrow per agreement. Mm. As long as everything goes good with the restart of the entitlement process for the project, since they have different areas that are now not available. So we're just kind of waiting on that.
And this is in regards to
the Clearland property.
Okay.
Replacement of the ceiling panels, removal of the non-working air conditioner, the new side panels, painting is almost completed in the auditorium. If you have a chance, take a look at it. It looks amazing. Some of the side panels still need to go up. A reminder that November 18th, we will have it closed for a week and a half for refinishing of the floor. And the new window curtains will be installed on December 2nd.
We've been waiting a long time for that.
Yeah,
so cool.
I know. As you can see, we did a few repairs in the boardroom. Yes. We've got some of our tiles up. We've got a few more coming. Clean some boards. We're going to be doing a little more painting in here. Some painting on your head podium here. So we're excited about that to get it all going. There was vandalism at Anuta. I think I mentioned to you 3 months ago they pulled all the wires and the electrical and the irrigation. They did it again, and this time actually broke the PG&E meter, which we had to get replaced. I guess that's a meter. We had to get that replaced. So what it's costing us to do it, we're having a fence put around both the irrigation and the electrical, like we did it in the park out here, the Ambrose Park.
And we have another one, too, over there. Which one is it? We have another one where it's totally encased.
Yeah, yeah, and it seems to detour the vandalism.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't had trouble out here either, so that's going to be going around tomorrow, the fence.
How much is something like that, that kind of repair, just so the public knows?
It was so unfortunate. Well, they had $3,800 for that.
You
The time before was about $4,000.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. You know, for a little
And
district.
Not only that, there was irrigation, the lawn started dying before I realized. We received calls from the neighbors that say it was very dark there. There
right.
was no lighting whatsoever.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah. So once I realized that, and I really appreciate the community letting us know when the lights aren't working or the irrigation is, or the grass is getting gone. I'd like to announce, and I'm really excited, that the Ambrose Center Park Green Infrastructure Enhancement Project that Doug had brought to you in April of 2022, we did receive the $2.7 million grant for CDC to do our parking lot. The scope of work, real quick, they'll be adding vegetated swale, trail connecting Willow Pass Road to the park, to Deanza on the south side. It includes a few bioretention basins to eliminate flooding, potentially in the play area and the ball field and the parking lot, pavement for the parking spaces, and two aisles of Filterra or street trees in the parking lot.
And lighting?
I don't know if it includes lighting. This is what the project is. So, but that's something we can look at as a...
Yes, because people have been complaining about the lighting.
Well, we did change the timer on it.
Yeah.
The timer's on it. Yeah. We had the timers off. So I'm really excited about that. And the events, October 14th, next Thursday, Wells Fargo is sponsoring a community resource day. It'll be on the front lawn and inside the auditorium.
I'm sorry, what time?
12 to 3.
When?
Next Thursday on the 14th.
Okay. I got 20 neighbors.
Friday, October 25th is our haunted hallway. So we're real excited about that.
Ooh, Randy's kids
yes.
doing it again?
Yes. Friday, November 1st, we're going to be having the Day of the Dead, if I can say this right, Dia de los Muertos event.
Dia de los Muertos.
Muertos. 6 to 8 p.m. in the auditorium.
No more Spanish speakers. Thank you.
And Saturday, November 2nd is the Bay Point cleanup. That will be at the Clearland property.
Cool.
And October hits and it seems like things kind of ramp up and the holidays are kind of upon us and, the Breakfast with Santa will be Saturday, December 7th.
Can I go back to the cleanup for a minute?
Uh-huh.
When you say cleanup, do you mean that we co-sponsor it and everybody can bring their old
Correct.
Boxes?
It's called the Bay Point Cleanup, sponsored by Supervisor
like
Glover.
Like
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
And
Santa, yeah.
Yeah, and then the toy giveaway is Thursday, December 19th with Supervisor Glover and the Contra Costa County Sheriff. And
are they doing dinner or no?
No. Just cookie. I don't know if they're doing cookies, but I know they are setting up tables in the auditorium, and that'll be 4 to 8. They will have Santa in there. We have the Pittsburgh band coming and playing in there. So it should be a really fun event. Last year, they went through 10,000 toys in like 2 hours.
I used to work that event every year. It's so
amazing.
So
event.
Fun.
Amazing.
So we still, after the COVID, we still haven't gotten back to doing Thanksgiving. Bummer, we did that for so many years.
I've never been here when you've done the Thanksgiving,
so.
Yeah,
so cool.
This was all in one.
Oh.
Yeah, that was all in one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's a lot of organizations involved in that.
Yeah.
I still know that they're trying to get turkeys, mm-hmm. because last year we really didn't get any turkeys, so I'm hoping that we get turkeys this year for the community and the seniors.
Glover would be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is really awesome.
The seniors did get some funding from the Keller Mitigation, and I know they are doing an event for the seniors.
Oh, cool.
A dinner for the seniors.
And we are having the plant sale.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I figured you were
talking
about that.
October 19th,
right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In our clean garden.
And I just wanted to come. Can I come now?
I just wanted to let the
Ambrose website is awesome. Because when you go in there, you see what's going on. What's so important, the way that you presented that, I love it. Thank you very much. I never thought about that. It was so cool. Thank you.
I really like it too. Yeah. And you're on call. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. Just scrolling.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Really nice. And all the flyers are really cool, or whatever you call that, the graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool. Sorry, we kind of stepped all over you. Were you done?
Yes. Yes.
I know.
I'm sorry. I might forget that.
I'm sorry.
I'm totally a different director now than I was when I began. What about you, Director Torres? Do you have any questions or comments?
The green infrastructure project. When is the start date for that?
We're meeting on October 24th. We're going to, at that point, sit and I got to kind of in here with our partners and see what we're going to do. We're going to do the design. We're going to do the scheduling, everything, and who is in charge of what. And so it's through Jonathan Spark and Chris Lim, who are with the CWD, and we will sit with them and get that all together on the 24th.
But there's it's just we got the grant, so we're still kind of like...
Right. It's just been approved.
Gotcha.
Well, actually, it was approved, but they had several locations where they were going to spend that funding, and we are going to get the funding.
That's so great.
At this location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I did meet with them in the spring at Lynbrook, because we were looking to do some waterways and some bio storage areas there, and we did not get it there, but we did get it here, which I think is very, very needed.
Very cool.
That's all I have.
How about you, Director Garcia?
Nothing. I'm good?
Okay, cool. All right, thank you so much, General Manager. That's awesome. Really exciting. Okay, we're moving on. We have no legal counsel reports this evening, so we're moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. All right, we're moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. We're going to be discussing converting Trade Winds Park into a dog park. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? All right, we're closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. General Manager.
Yes, after lots of research and talking to legal counsel, a CEQA is recommended but not required. One of the main reasons for it is a noise that can constitute significant impact on the environment. Because as a passive park, they did already see the environmental issues of parking by a park and the different watering and different trees, but nothing about the noise. So it again, in that park, I found out it would be about $5,000 to $8,000 to get a CEQA. But it's not, like I said, it's recommended, not required. One of the things that are the main concerns with the legal counsel is opposition from the neighbor residents. So that's why I thought a discussion would be better right now, because we do need to advise our residents if this is something you want to move forward with and give them an opportunity to, you know, give their opposition or their concerns. Yeah, and comments. And just to kind of look at it, I had a couple fencing companies come for the type of dog fence we need. It's about $25,000. Could be less of a fence, but I did got estimates on the complete flat area, the grass, and maybe some gravel put in there, trees being raised as far as the bottoms of them so we have more shade. Where the fencing is, that would be, both picnic tables would be inside the dog area, so there would be, you know, enough seating for the area. You would just need to get the dog waste containers and maybe something for water, if that's
right.
Something you want to do. And then there's so many different type of accessories you can add. But if you're looking for just to turn that to a dog park, you're probably looking between $20,000 and $30,000.
Director Torres, do you have any questions for?
Yeah, thank you. Well, first of all, thank you for the research. Yes, yeah. Obviously getting that information of what it would cost and all the liability stuff or things that we need before we even make a decision on this. My concern right now is because I definitely think the park should be done, something should be done with that park, whether it be a dog park or whatever. But my only concern is not including those neighborhoods in this conversation, mm-hmm. even though this is like this discussion to have that. Let's be really honest with ourselves. I think a lot of people don't understand that this space is here for those things and they're not going to check an agenda. And I feel like there needs to be a more targeted approach to have that conversation with those people down there because they may want the dog park and they may not, right? And I'd hate to spend so much money on something that's going to get pushed back later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in favor of a dog park there. I think it'd be a splendid location for it, but I think we would really lose an opportunity to engage that part of the community with our park district. This is an opportunity for us to actually let that let them know that we exist, right, and have that partnership with them. And I think that's the only part that I'm concerned with is moving forward without actually having some sort of community engagement with them. I know this is a discussion for us as the board, but truthfully, we should also be including them in some capacity, give them that same opportunity we gave other parts of our community when it came to like the playgrounds and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, right? So that's what I would want to see in this. I'm not opposed to the dog park, though. I think it's a great idea there. I want something to do with that park. It looks so sad.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where I stand with that, is just kind of thinking about that, how we engage that part of Bay Point and get them to understand how we operate as a district. Perfect opportunity for them to be engaged in this.
Director Garcia, any questions or comments from the town manager?
No, I think it's a wonderful idea to have a dog park, just like after the weather's there. And I think he's right. We need to make sure that they're invited, or at least that they know
mm-hmm.
that you're discussing it.
Yeah, that idea of sending letters out as an initial,
mm-hmm.
you know. What about you, Director?
Well, I think you were with me and Steve Hoagland and Doug Long, and we went to that park. And this is where the idea of, oh, this will be a good dog park.
Right.
We were there, and there was actually someone there who was from the area who was not so happy about the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when I spoke to Lori, I said, we really need to tell these people.
Yeah.
Because it's not only the dog park, it's not only the noise, it's people parking around their,
right.
their streets.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a dog park close to where I live in Pittsburgh.
Right.
It's the one, and
the
I see,
I
see a lot of cars there and all that, and a lot of movement.
Right.
And people will come from all places, not just Bay Point.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that area is quite windy.
Right.
So I don't know how often people would go there, especially during the windy days. And, you know, Bay Point is, what,
mm-hmm.
60% wind.
Right.
So how busy it would get, how used it would get. And so I have nothing against it, but I just like
mm-hmm.
my co-directors here, I want to make sure that the people there know. We should really let them know.
And if they're worried about the noise, that's when we can actually say we need to do a environmental review and things like that.
And not just the noise, it's the parking.
It's the parking.
The park, because people will bring their cars and park there and bring their dogs there. Most of them would probably come from the neighborhood around, but people can bring their dogs and park there.
Well, I did just, you know, walk around and see from the neighbors to the north side and the neighbors on the south side, and we probably want to put out about 22 people that will be affected on both streets. And I think that in a letter letting them, giving them the opportunity to come here or contacting the district and letting them know, so that could be also be, you know, shared at the next meeting. So.
Like we could even do that before even making a decision,
right?
Like we haven't made the decision, so they know we haven't made it, and we're asking for buy-in. We're asking ahead of time. But I do know because, you know, I go up there at least once a week. There's a good 10 to 15 spaces for cars that have nothing to do with the homes, because it's a huge, wide swath of pavement. On both sides, the tree side, I mean, the, you know, where the district, I mean, the county side, and then our side before the courthouses start, before, you know, the upper. So, anyway, I agree with everybody. I wouldn't want to feel like it was shoved down my throat if I was a homeowner there. I'd want to really feel like I had buy-in. And I also think if we do decide to do that, one of the things we should think about is some kind of shade structure. So let's not approve it before we see the money that it would cost to put in a shade structure, whether it's like they did at Lynbrook, where it's that canvas type of thing, or I think a new two, you know, something like that. But it can get pretty hot up there. So, you know, just so we know, we have the total cost. I always appreciate that when we get bids for things, like we really think of everything. So if anything, we become under budget. I'm glad we're not one of those organizations that it's like, it'll only be 30,000, and then we come in at 55 after everything is said and done.
Well, I'm a research girl, and I did have two dog companies that build dog parks, just work on some quotes. So as we move forward, we do have some numbers.
And I do know, because you said to me that you looked at a lot of different dog parks. I mean, it can be really simple. It can be where you don't even provide water. You know, as the dog person, you bring your own water. There's a lot to be said for that, especially after COVID. A lot of the dog parks I went to or I go to, for a long time after COVID, they had their water turned off. They didn't even want dogs because, you know, we didn't know a lot. So they didn't want dogs sharing water, and everybody got used to bringing their water. Now it's like 2 years since then, and everyone's back to turning on water. But it could be that simple, you know? It's a fenced in with that initial two-gate system and then some shade. But I agree with everything that the directors have said. I think buy-in's probably the most important part.
So you're directing me basically to get letters out to those residents in that entire area and invite them to speak at our next meeting, or contact myself at the district so I can share the information.
That would be awesome.
Thank you so much for all your research on that.
I also wanted to ask, if I may, Madam Manager, how often do we go let our people maintain that area? How often?
Weekly. We're at the Pacific sites. That's part of their contract to maintain it. So we would have to put a double gate in the fencing for their mowers and things like that. But they do it every, actually, Tuesday. They do that park.
And I don't have a dog, but I know that people put, like, bags for the dogs poo and all that stuff. But some people are not that skilled with that. Because I walk to the dog park where I am. And they're all over the place. They're outside the dog park. And I'm like, the dog park's right there. Why can't you do it there? There's a bag. Why can't you do that?
We actually have in all of our parks. We have the dog waste and bags.
But I'm saying, because if the maintenance comes every week, then they'll have to clean that. It's part of their. So anyway, just wanted to find out. Thank you.
All right, moving on. There are no public hearings this evening. There are no closed sessions. And moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. I'll give each board member the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on matters within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Director Torres,
I have nothing this month.
You say, Director Garcia. I have nothing.
Okay, you too, Director Torexon.
Well, I'm inviting everybody to come to our October 19th workshop and plant sale. Actually, it was Lori who introduced us to our master gardener, who's coming over to speak about, what are you going to do to prepare your garden for winter? And I'm excited about that because my summer garden is blah. All my tomatoes die. And so I'm ready to do something about my plot. And as, if you haven't seen it, Jasmine did a good job. It's all clean.
Nice.
And we're hoping that we can have some more people to rent a plot, lease a plot, is that how it's said? But anyway, so we're excited for it. We're putting it all over social media.
It's 10 to 12, right?
It's 10 to 12. The workshop starts at 10, and the plant sale is at 11. And of course, we'll have the members donating plants. Everything will be, all the plants that are sold, the money will go to the garden club for our expenses
and
all that.
That's so cool.
We're excited.
You always
work
it, right, every year?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's it, Ben.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I don't have anything either. I'm really looking forward to the holiday season here. We always do such a great job. I just want to let you guys know, every month, for as long as I've been a board member, I would go in and I would sit with Doug ahead of time and we would go over, because initially I hadn't ever experienced elected office, so I didn't know how things ran, and Doug would spend a long time with me going over every item. Well, Lori's carried on the tradition, so I come early and we talk about what's happening, and I really appreciate that, and you're so responsive when I call him Jess, too. I've been called on vacation, so sorry about that. But I just, we have such a great staff. I was talking with Randy this evening, and I'm just reminded of, we're small but mighty. We really are, and it's just so inspirational to me, and I'm just so blessed to be here and live here. Okay, with that, do I have a motion?
I move we adjourn to our next meeting in November.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, do all those in favor say aye?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Do list.
By repeating.